Well, thank you everybody for joining us today on the B2B Manufacturing Marketing Executive Podcast by R.H. Blake. Today we're joined with Justin Hansen from Impartner. Justin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the invite.
And today we're going to be chatting about channel marketing, especially in the B2B space, and more specifically, maybe how does it apply towards the manufacturing and industrial verticals. But before we jump in there, Justin, if you don't mind, maybe if you could just provide a background around your marketing experience and a little bit more around Impartner as well.
You bet. Yeah, so my background is pretty varied. It's not the, let's say, the traditional path in marketing. I started off thinking about going into academia, and I taught for about 6 years in a university setting and doing writing and stuff like that. And then decided, hey, I actually like marketing a lot and the idea of business and so forth, and started doing community building, course strategy, plenty of things with marketing, go-to strategy. And then I kind of went into the industrial manufacturing, or basically and everything having to do with industrial for a while, working for a company, and did a lot with email content, campaign strategy, sales enablement, kind of sales and marketing software, learning a lot more about that. And then kind of transitioned into a product marketing, channel marketing, and always continuing with that campaign strategy, which is always what I kind of have a passion for, is the idea of just thinking about the whole campaign and the experience that our clients have, or anyone that we're working with, or even just marketing to. And so providing them with value and providing them with something that's actually useful to them, rather than just bugging them, because we all know how easily you can get bugged by bad marketing. So yeah, that's kind of my personal background when it comes to marketing and business and so forth. And when it comes to Impartner, so we are essentially a PRM company. You've probably heard of CRM company or CRM in general. Salesforce, I would say, being the foremost player in that space. PRM is a partner relationship management. So it's the, we just basically substitute the P for the C there. And so that is concerned with essentially providing your partners, or managing your partners, similar to, how you would with a customer. Mm-hmm. And Impartner in particular is essentially, we're the number one player within the PRM space. We've been around since 1997. The most award-winning provider of channel management technologies in existence. And, we have top tier partners, let's say. I mean, you gotta be very precise when you're working in the partner space. I like to call them partners, even though they're our customers. Mm-hmm. So we have people like Honeywell and Qualtrics, Xerox, stuff like that, companies like that. But we have clients anywhere from the smaller to as big as you can imagine.
So you Please. I was just going to ask, so PRM, you alluded to that maybe not too many folks are familiar with that market. Is that a term that Impartner created? Was that developed by somebody else? Could you talk a little bit about that?
To my knowledge, we were the ones who originally started using that that term. And so it has been widely adopted in the industry now. That is essentially, you're going to do an SEO strategy, or you were going to do an ads campaign, you would target PRM, partner relationship management, and so forth. And so it's not a very common term to someone who is not within the space, or who has not had some experience with channel marketing. And within the last, let's say, 10 years, that term has become much more ubiquitous, mm-hmm, within, let's say, just the business world in general. Maybe not as much, I would say, within marketing, but So as far as that's concerned, that's how I understand the development of the term. So, yeah, but we are essentially the leader within the space. And again, we've been around longer than anyone. And so we kind of have the infrastructure built up around that for expanding a particular company's capacities when it comes to, let's say, growth. Mm-hmm. And so there's really not a lot of players within the industry at all who can go from basically having a few partners to whatever you can envision for your company. So, So that's really who Impartner is, and we really just we excel in growing our clients' revenue immediately. You know, like within the first year, we've been responsible for essentially millions of partners. That is, our clients have worked with millions of partners. So we have a huge infrastructure and can handle essentially anything. So yeah, that's kind of the background of Impartner.
Excellent.
There's plenty more to say, but you wonder where to cut it off. But that's where we're at.
That's a great background. So, channel marketing is a term that's, I would say, pretty well known in the manufacturing space, but maybe it doesn't mean the same thing for everybody. Would you mind kind of defining it as you see it there as Impartner?
Yeah. So as far as, channel marketing in general, you can kind of substitute partner for channel. And, again, if you're doing an SEO campaign, or an ads campaign, then you would target partner and channel kind of in a similar way. So really channel, is a way of just referring to partners. And, you can have channel or partner marketing, let's say, on any level. As a consumer, you can have, when I think about this, I think kind of my approach to growing in general, and that's the way that you should really think of partners and channel is, being able to grow your company and pretty much exponentially in some cases, depending on the size of your company, of course, but my approach to marketing, there's only so many ways in which you can kind of grow your company or channels that you can use. And, from the earliest days, there was just cold calling, and that still happens. And I kind of consider that shots in the dark kind of a thing. Then, of course, you can pay specifically to do ads, or you have SEO. And then, kind of the way that I think of, let's say, the last one is you're paying to use someone's traffic. And you could say that with ads and SEO to a certain extent, but specifically, in this case, you are literally utilizing someone else's traffic. And so, you've got social, you've got trade shows. And then, of course, you can simply just partner with someone through, let's say influencer marketing or something like that, to where they partner with you. And the relationship that you have with a partner can be really variable. There's so many different ways that you can partner. Like, they can actually sell your stuff from let's say social media if they're an influencer. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of different ways, and this is critical to kind of thinking about channel marketing in general. You can have affiliate marketing. That's a common one with consumers. The main difference with a B2B, I would say, is the complexity. So, and that's really, in my opinion, that's really what B2B is in general. The complexity is much greater because every part of B2B is, let's say, if you want to make one decision, you've usually got a committee making a decision on anything. Mm-hmm. And so, within B2B, everything's bigger, everything's more complex. There are just more players involved. And so really, that's really how I would define channel marketing and a good way to kind of, let's say, think of channel marketing in general from kind of a theoretical perspective. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And kind of following that thread, have you seen any maybe common elements around the types of companies that benefit the most from this type of technology? So maybe it's size, maybe it's compelling events. Just talk a little bit about what are the types of companies that you feel could and are benefiting the most from your technology?
Yeah, really any company at all. And that's a good customer base, but it's really what it comes down to. It's like if you have any product at all, you can benefit from using other people to partner with you, and that's that is really a sincere way. And you can think about how a partner can influence the growth of your company. And people have partners even if they don't realize it. It's like if you have sold your product to someone, another company, and they're like, man, we really love this product. We're going to tell some other people about it. I mean, it's not really, you haven't said, hey, we want you to sell our product for me, but that's kind of the holy grail when you have an advocate of someone that you've sold to. And that's kind of the idea, is that, all of us want to have those advocates from a customer perspective. What a partner is essentially, a super advocate who is, selling your product, and they may be doing something, let's say, they have a specific in with a company. Let's say they do a lot of consulting and they're able to say, hey, this is the best product. We've used everything. We know for a fact that this particular product is the best, and you're paying us to consult with you. So this is what we recommend. And so having someone to do that is a form of a partner. And again, there are just so many different ways that you can think about a partner. And so really any industry can benefit, greatly when it comes to partners.
So I guess follow on question. I'm guessing that some of these B2B companies, there's a trade-off between going to market with a direct sales force exclusively, or leveraging a partner, or maybe a mixed model approach. Typically, are your clients, have they already thought through that strategy and considered the advantages and disadvantages, and you're helping them implement, or is a part of the value that you guys bring to the table walking clients through that, maybe that thinking?
Yeah, well, we definitely have tons of experience with that. And we, most of the time when we have, let's say, someone is interested in just expanding their reach through partners, we definitely have a ton of experience. We don't really have a formal consulting aspect of our company. That is you pay us this amount of money and, we do that and we tell you, hey, this is, but we do have an absurd amount of experience with tons, basically every different type of company you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And so, so we see it all. Now, when it comes down to, do they already have a bead on it? Of course, most of our clients have knowledge about their own sales team, and particularly if they're a huge, multinational company, they have a tremendous idea about their own sales team. So what they do is they come to us because we have, this experience, and they have an idea, hey, we want to grow, and they may actually have, a tremendous idea of what they want to do with their partner program. And as they move into, let's say, implementing the software, they begin to understand, hey, we're going to run into some issues here. And so then we talk through, hey, these are the ways to solve those issues. It's like anything when you move into a new type of marketing you know, you begin to kind of work through something, and then you something comes up and you say, hey, I would actually like to do this because we would like to expand what we're doing with our partners. And then you begin to, you know, implement new things. So it varies tremendously with whoever you're working with. And so, but we can definitely guide them down the path. And, you know, because we have been doing this for so long, we essentially have, you know, outlined pretty much everything that they're going to need. And we've put that into a form of our software. So yeah, that's really, you know, what we see with you know, our clients.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because you have done so many of these implementations across different industries. You're able to see around corners a little bit. You know, you've got more data points to help guide folks or avoid hurdles as they're making this transition into maybe this different way of marketing. So I could definitely
Absolutely. And that comes down to when we're kind of doing an exploration of what they want, we can ask them these questions, because we've actually seen, you know, hey, this is, you know, we've seen this with a specific company, or we can even make suggestions. Hey, is this something you've maybe thought of with your strategy? And then they're like, oh man, no, we didn't even think of that. So yeah, we can definitely do that. And you know, that's a huge part of who we are as a company, being able to provide that insight. So, yeah.
What would you say are some of the most important considerations when employing this software?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, I would say, you know, kind of looking at it from a, you know, challenge perspective, you know, and thinking about it in problems, that's kind of a good way to, you know, think of, you know, what, so you think about these problems in order to have a solution. And so, you know, it's essentially at every step, you know, there are so many steps within the partner process, And I mean, really what we do is, and when you start talking about PRM, it's a discipline within itself. So you start to look at, you know, well, what are the stages? You know, we think about the customer journey, let's say, from a marketing perspective, but you start to then, you know, say, well, what's kind of the journey of someone who's within, you know, becoming a partner, you know, from recruitment, you know, to measurement and, you know, all that stuff and empowering them. So I like to think of it from, you know, certain problems. And again, there's really not enough time to go through like all the aspect, you know, every aspect of what you're going to encounter. But I would say, so thinking about problems. So one example, let's say, so you have recruited people and they're actually working for your company, you know, and things are going fine. But then there's an instance where you have a couple different partners who are talking to one potential client. And so you kind of got to think of this as level. So now they're talking to one of your potential clients, but they're getting them for you, of course. And so you have two partners who are talking to, you know, a potential client. And then, you know, so how do you figure out who should get credit for that? And so, you know, a simple way to solve that is by having deal registration. And that is, you know, basically whoever signs up for it first gets credit for it. But at the same time, they're signing up through your interface within the, you know, PRM software. That is then linked to your CRM. So then you have all of that easy linkage and all of that information flowing from one, you know, one, let's say, to the other. And so that, you know, you don't have any issues to where one of your partners is calling and saying, hey, I should get credit for that. You're like, well, you know, we can see here that partner A actually signed up first and, You know, so we have, you know, that's the process. And of course, you know, you've explained this to them through, you know, other features of, let's say, the software, to where you can send them emails, you can, you know, send them notifications, you can provide them with information when they first sign up, when you're onboarding them, all of that stuff. So these are kind of steps in the process, but that's one problem. The other one is empowering your partners. So this is, I'd say, maybe a little bit of a next level. You know, you get people enrolled and they're selling for you, but you know, it doesn't have to be, particularly if you're a larger company, having the ability to empower your partners, because in most cases, your partners aren't necessarily as large as you. And so, you know, you'll have people who are, you know, very, very large multinational companies, you know, the biggest in the world. And however, they have, you know, partners who don't have the ability to, let's say, do marketing campaigns. And so, you know, something you can use in order to empower them, as an example, is what's called TCMA, through channel marketing automation. And this just allows you, essentially, you know, we as marketers like marketing, of course, and we understand the power of marketing. So this allows you to empower your partners to do marketing for themselves. And a great example of this within, you know, what we have is running Google Ads. So Google Ads for the channel is one thing that we offer. And so a situation you might run into is you want to empower your partners to run ads on Google. And so, well, how do you do that? You just provide them with some money. Now we have a way of doing that as well. But in this case, you actually want to run the ad campaigns. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to be running all the ad campaigns for these, let's say, regional partners. And, you know, with this particular solution that we have, you're able to run these, you're able to use big data, and you're able to utilize all of the information from all of these campaigns to make informed decisions within the ad campaign. Now, another thing that you'll run into is what I call, you know, inter-partner competition. So essentially, you know how, you know, Google ad campaigns run. So let's say that you've got one partner who is benefiting in this region from a Google Ads campaign, but then you have another person, and then you are another person, and you know how, you know, the if you're making bids on these, you can drive the price up. And mm-hmm. So what we've been able to do, basically, we have a preferred relationship with Google. We're able to make it so that there's no competition in between all of these people, so that you're not artificially driving up the price of the ad bids. And so that we're able to utilize that feature of our through channel marketing automation, TCMA, to ensure that isn't happening. But that is an issue you might not think about if you're going into these. You're like, well, we want to empower our partners, because if we can empower our partners, they're able to sell more. They're able to sell more effectively. But then you run into these issues of, you know, well, do we have to have, you know, these ad campaigns as separate campaigns, you know, and then again, are we driving up the price? So, you know, that price could just skyrocket if you're all competing against that same campaign. So this is a way to solve that. And, you know, again, this is just one issue that you might run into, but it's a very, you know, a very good solution to that problem. And it's something that we've thought about and we've experienced in the past. So we were able to solve this issue by, you know, coming up with this. But that is a way to empower. So these are some of the issues, you know, just thinking about the process, the problems that you'll encounter and how to solve those problems, ways to empower your partners. And then adoption is a critical component of this as well, because if you have all of, you're running all of this, you're devoting so much time to try to get your partners to adopt this, but it's so difficult for them to adopt, or it's too costly. But in a case like TCMA, you're able to enable adoption through providing this for them, because really all they have to do is just be there and say, hey, yeah, that works, and then just kind of talk to you and coordinate things, you know, when it comes to a landing page and so forth. And so you're able to help them to adopt this so that they can be more successful, because that's a critical component to having a successful partner program is adoption. If it is too cumbersome or it is too complicated, they will not adopt it. And so all of your money and your investment is wasted. So being able to have instantaneous adoption because it's just a seamless process is critical to, you know what, basically managing your partners and your channel.
Yep.
So,
you know, all of this is obviously great information, but one thing that especially resonated with me as you were talking was that you're giving your customers a more complete picture of their marketing program. So as opposed to their individual kind of partners going out there and trying to go to market themselves, you're able to have a more organized and effective approach by giving them a complete picture of what the marketing landscape could look like in your AdWords example. And that really, yeah, I think that drives the ROI, as opposed to, you know, having your partners kind of individually battle things out and not benefit from the synergies.
And another critical part is the big data that's coming in through all of these partners, because you know with any kind of an ads program, you know, the more data you have, when you start targeting a certain set of keywords, you don't just say, okay, it's good, we're going to just, you know, we're going to put millions into that one keyword. You have to see what's going on and you have to adjust. And so having more data, more information through all of these different companies together allows you to make these incredibly informed decisions about, you know, what's working, what's effective. And so that's another benefit of having, you know, all of these companies working with you, is you're able to see all of these, you know, all of the benefits through one specific, let's say, campaign. So
you're able to make the right decision quicker, which is ultimately
exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And so, and it becomes more efficient. You're paying less for more. So, yeah. And then another thing that I'd like to point out, kind of, you know, this is, I guess, more, you know, your ability to be responsive. Like, you know, we think about current economic conditions right now, and we all know that things are a little rough right now. And within companies, you know, the first thing that happens is you start to say, well, we gotta hold back. We gotta kind of cut off, let's say, purchasing that bit of software, or, you know, we were going to use that consultant, but we can't really afford it right now. So the idea of with, you know, using a partner is you're able to leverage the capabilities of other companies. And this is particularly important, let's say, for someone where you're dependent on the supply chain, because in many instances, you have what you have in your, let's say, if you're, you know, have a warehouse, depending on the size of your company. And so you might have a whole bunch of a specific product, and you're like, well, you know, we're struggling to sell this particular product, but hey, there's this partner that we have who actually has a really good approach or has really good customer base that would be perfect for this specific product that we're trying to sell. And so you become much more like in a case like now where, you know, you've got all this, you know, you've got all this inventory of this specific product sitting in your warehouse. You're able to utilize your partner infrastructure in order to sell that. And, you know, this, we talk a lot about, you know, basically a partner ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thinking about a partner ecosystem is essentially, you know, you could think about it as a kind of, you're a farmer and you know, you've got a bunch of plants, they're your partners. You got different types of plants. You know, you got, let's say, you've got, you know, lettuce, you've got carrots, you've got strawberries, but you have to provide them, they're different types of partners. So you have to provide them with different capabilities, and, you know, they require different, you know, different expertise from you in different ways. And so, you know, thinking about it from a partner ecosystem, this ecosystem creates kind of new market opportunities, you know, through basically your nurturing. And they create these new market opportunities because that wouldn't have been there otherwise had you not made that connection. And so that is really kind of the power of having a partner program, is that you are much more flexible, you are much more versatile when it comes to difficult times, such as like we seem to be approaching now. We'll see where everything pans out. But you know, people are tightening down a little bit, but that's the idea, and that's the power behind having, you know, a partner, you know, structure set up, a partner ecosystem. So that's another really important part when it comes to, you know, the challenges, but also the benefits that you gain through this. So,
Justin, this has been awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for carving out some time out of your busy schedule and sharing with our audience here these really interesting points around in-partner and really the whole partner ecosystem. You really raised some great points.
Absolutely.
Just so you know, Justin, that will of course include links back to your site, and if there are any additional offers, we'd be happy to include those as well.
Okay, great. Yep. And it's impartner.com. You know, if anyone's interested, just if they're just listening, but absolutely we'll include those links. And if you want to, you know, talk to me or get in touch with me, LinkedIn is the best way, at Justin Jeff Hansen, which we can include as well.
Absolutely. Well, Justin, thank you so much. And until we chat again.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Dan.